This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You're here. We're here. Let's do this podcast thing.
All right.
All right. Full hour of the show starts now.
Out of all the stories we've done on the show, what's your favorite company promotion that we've ever talked about?
On our show?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Anything where I get stuff for free.
Oh, no. Mine for sure was JCPenney's when they did the ship your pants.
Oh, we were just watching that.
That was a funny one.
We watched it on my stream last night.
That will always be my favorite.
That's a legendary one.
One hit kind of close to home for you.
I just shipped my pants.
Yeah. I just shipped my drawers and it was very convenient.
But there's been some cool promotions. Like in 2012, Red Bull had that record-setting jump from outer space with Felix Baumgartner, remember that?
And Tom Cruise is like, I could do better.
Yeah. Or in 2015 in Sydney, Australia, IKEA did a big sleepover where customers could spend the whole night inside the store.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. We talked about that.
There's been a ton of like Airbnb promotions, too.
Lots of successful company promotions. And Pizza Hut just announced that it's going to be celebrating the next solar eclipse happening on April 8th with a special pizza deal called Total Eclipse of the Hut.
Oh my God, the pun is so good.
And it's a pizza pie like a moon pie.
And there's really not a whole lot to it, other than the name change for a song that's 50 plus years old. Yeah. But as part of the deal, Pizza Hut's going to be offering large pizzas for $12 a piece.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because last month they were only $11, so I don't know what they're up to.
Wait a minute.
But I guess with this one, you can create your own with up to 10 toppings on it.
Wow.
That's a lot.
They're not just doing cheese or pep for 12?
Yeah, I thought it was a pepperoni thing.
10 toppings you could put on it, and anytime you get one delivered, the delivery guy has to play this song for you off of his phone.
Yes.
And you have to look up and stare directly into the eclipse as you eat it.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
Been done before.
Yeah, so I think it would be a better promotion if they made special pizza boxes where you could cut out two eye holes and look at the eclipse through it. That would be cool.
I kind of like saving money and putting lots of toppings on my pizza better than that.
You could still put a lot of toppings on it, but just afterwards turn it into like special goggles.
I'm going to just bite the pepperonis.
That's why you're not in promotions anymore.
Yeah.
You had that job for a minute.
No.
They didn't want you. So.
Our job is to just sit here and get electrocuted with a dog shock collar while answering trivia questions the wrong way. So let's stick to what we're good at. Digital Jake, give it to us.
The 1960s was a decade that changed the world.
Yeah.
During that 10-year span, the first man landed on the moon.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stop it.
We haven't proved it yet.
Yes, we have.
McDonald's sold their first Big Mac.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Wow. Yeah.
And Brooke got her first consensual kiss from a non-family member.
Oh. not alive in the 60s.
It was a second cousin, so it didn't count.
Guys are such jerks.
1960 was also an important year for entertainment, when the very first star was laid down on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for filmmaker Stanley Kramer.
It was in the 60s ago?
Now the Walk of Fame features over 2,700 different stars, honoring the greatest names to ever come through Hollywood. And today, you'll be tested on a few of them during a special Tinseltown edition of Plenty of 20.
All right.
Now, today we're playing the classic edition of Plenty of 20. I have the top 20. Actually, there's only 19. Fictional characters that have their star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Fictional.
Okay.
Now, if they're fictional, that means they could be animated. Keep that in mind. And also, the silver save is in play if you guess the number one answer on my list. So let's start with Alexis. Alexis, tell me a fictional character who has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay, I'm gonna go the easy one, Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah, good one. Okay.
Mickey Mouse, number one answer on my list. He got a star in 1978.
That's pretty late.
We're over to Brooke now.
Okay, I actually love the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Really?
We go a lot.
I've
every time we're in LA.
Been to it.
A lot of urine on that street.
There is. Yeah. It's very dirty. It's a very dirty area. I'm gonna go Betty Boop.
Betty Boop is not on my list, Brooke. We're moving over to Jose. No. Jose, everything but Mickey Mouse is on the board.
I'm nervous because of Betty Boop. I think it's a safe answer. Oh, man. I have cartoons and I have regular people. What do I do?
No,
Jake?
It's only fictional.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it can't be a regular person. That I'm going to prove Brooke wrong. I'm going to go Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
It's not a regular person.
Yeah.
It's a fictional person.
Chewbacca, not on my list in front of me, Jose. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have, like, any lines.
Yeah, regular
famous.
Joe Chewbacca. Damn
E.T. All of them are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Jeffrey, it's your turn.
Oh, you should do the obvious one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the obvious one who just won another Oscar, Godzilla.
Godzilla, number 10 on my list, Jeffrey. He got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2004.
The new Godzilla
just won another Oscar.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. They just
for being amazing, Brooke. How dare you?
Was it really good?
I don't know, but
it was incredible. It was the first Oscar for Godzilla ever.
Hey!
Alexis!
What about, does Harry Potter have a place there?
Sure, do
it. It's fictional.
Are you sure about that?
That's pretty good. Harry Potter?
It's so new.
But the books came out in like 96 or 94 or something like that.
And
it's
nobody,
not that new.
Nobody read them. It was only till the movie started coming out that anybody paid attention.
I have the same thing anyway. So, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is not on my list, but Alexis getting Mickey Mouse. She has a silver save, so she's still in it. We're back to Jeffrey.
Okay, give me the family that's been on TV for like 30 some odd years. Homer Simpson.
There we go.
The Simpsons. That's number two on my list. What? They got a Hollywood star in the year 2000.
Altogether,
The Simpsons entirely. I'll count that as number two on the list.
We're back to Alexis. I have number three, Alexis. It's pretty obvious.
Let's go Minnie Mouse.
Okay. Minnie Mouse, number four on the list. 2018, 40 years after Mickey, she got her star.
Wow.
Back to Jeffrey.
Okay, sticking with the cartoon angle, give me Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, number 17 on my list. Back to Alexis. Next wrong answer loses.
I know, me too.
Well, let's go Daisy Duck then, if Donald's got one.
Daisy Duck, not in the top 20.
Daisy always gets the shaft.
Not say Bugs Bunny.
Other names on the list, Bugs Bunny, Kermit. Also, I would have given you any other Muppets as well. Snoopy, Snow White, Winnie the Pooh, Shrek. Jose, a real fictional person, Pee-wee Herman,
has
his own star. Tinkerbell, the Rugrats, Big Bird, and Alvin and the Chipmunks were also on. Some others who do not have a star yet, but are hopeful someday include Garfield.
That makes sense.
Pink Panther. Goofy. King Kong.
Okay.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
The Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Hood. Superman and Batman.
Oops. I feel like you're reading this list to elementary school kids right now.
Very slow. I am.
We're all wearing for Halloween.
Very slow and enunciate.
Okay, well, since I got it right, I get to choose who gets shocked. And it's definitely going to be Brooke for her answer of Betty Boop.
Betty Boop was a solid answer.
So she's going to be getting shocked while singing Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
pivoting.
Oh, I don't know the clapping.
I did not put the clapping on the lyrics, Jeff. Yeah, that was entirely her.
I knew what to do, Brooke. I knew the assignment.
That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Growing up, one of the most fun things that you could do with your friends was immature pranks.
Oh, yes, we still do those.
Ding dong ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Peeing on the McDonald's slide.
What? Don't do that. Jeff, don't.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Cutting off your parents' hair while they slept.
Oh my God. All the classics.
What kind of satanic child are you?
It's funny because it's a prank.
It is not funny. No kid should do that if you just heard that.
Well, we have a woman on the phone who says 20 years ago, her brother and her decided to do an immature prank that went so horribly wrong.
Oh.
It actually made the local news.
Oh, whoa. No.
And she has lived with regret about it to this day.
Oh.
We're going to be the first that she's ever actually confessed it to when we do a brand new mass speaker coming up.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I steal coffee from my work.
When
no one's around, I'll fill up a mug with dry coffee grounds.
The actual beans.
Take it back to my desk and then smuggle it home inside my briefcase.
Oh my God.
Been doing it for months.
Yeah, smart.
I mean, it is.
Just loose coffee grounds inside of your briefcase?
I mean,
you just gotta get it home to your brewer.
That can't be bad for a laptop, Jeff. I don't know what you're thinking.
That's so strange. I'd be less weirded out if it was drugs than smuggling home work coffee.
Is there work drugs that I'm missing out on?
I'm not going to tell you where the secret room is. But look, everyone has their own strange secrets that they're too ashamed to admit.
And when
one of our listeners has one, she's ready to open up her coffee briefcase for the entire world to see, and has chosen to go by the fake name Shannon. So, Shannon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Hey, Shannon, how are you feeling? You sound a little nervous.
I've got a lot to say.
Okay. I guess we should just let you talk then. Yeah.
That helps us. Go ahead.
Voice changer is on. You're the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
I have an older brother who is about 4 years older than me.
Okay. Are you guys close?
We are close. We're very close.
Okay. Prove it. What's his credit card number?
When he was younger, he went through a very immature prank calling phase.
That's so dumb. Oh my God. Yeah.
It'd be really dumb to like have a whole radio show that does that every single
day. Imagine being adult and getting paid to still do that.
Yeah.
Sad. Anyway.
Move forward.
Your brother did that as a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
He would call people, random businesses, and he would find it so fun, he'd want me to tag along and help him out.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I mean, when you do it by yourself, it's not really...
Yeah, is it Star 6-7? Is that how they can't call you back? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
To block the number and so it doesn't show up on caller ID.
How did you know that, Alexis?
Everybody did it.
Mm-hmm. We're kids in the 90s. Here we go.
Everybody knew it. Okay. Yeah. So you would help him do it?
Well, she's a little sister.
Yeah, I was a little sister. I really didn't have much say in it.
No.
We used to take out the yellow pages, and he would count to 30, and I would flip through it. And then when he'd get to one, that was the page, and then we would pick a number, and we would call it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe we used to all get books with other people's names? Strangers' names and their phone numbers in them. And their address.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
So wild to me.
So, one time we called Burger King a bunch of times.
So annoying.
Right? And the guy who kept answering was getting pretty upset. And we kept calling, and we were laughing and laughing, and we had just the best day ever. And, it was sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, for you.
You guys were so funny.
It's like when you're a kid, you don't realize that grown-ups have stress and they have work problems.
Yeah.
You assume that all adults have everything figured out and life is easy and fun being a big grown-up at the Burger King.
It's great. You have all the money in the world to do whatever you want.
I can't wait to be a big kid.
Yeah, exactly. So it was nighttime after dinner, and our parents were watching the news, the local news.
Okay.
And there was a segment about a disgruntled Burger King employee.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Who set fire to their store.
Wait, which means you set fire to the store.
You broke this man?
Yeah. It was the same store, yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
What if it was a coincidence,
could
guys?
It have been an accident, like a grease fire or something?
I hope.
In the news report, they said it was arson.
Oh,
my God.
Please tell me nothing but the Burger King building was harmed.
Yes, no one got hurt.
No, nobody was harmed. It was just the Burger King building.
Think of all the poor rats.
Oh.
Can you imagine how that fire must have smelled?
Oh, so good. Damn, I mean, that is flame broiled.
Yeah, there
I'll tell
you go.
You that.
That's where they got the idea for their flame grilled burgers. Maybe you actually are the one who started that whole trend for them.
Somebody had it their way, and it was just black.
Yeah.
Burns.
Were you and your brother freaking out?
Oh, my God. I was a mess. He was trying to save face to kind of calm me down, because if our parents had heard me crying, obviously they would have known we were up to no good.
Wait, did you ever tell anyone? Did he ever tell anyone?
We haven't told a soul.
Oh, this is it.
You would think that that guy got arrested, and when he was interviewed, I'm sure he brought up, I mean, he didn't know who you were.
Some kids
but
were calling me or
like
something.
Like his breaking point.
Yeah, he was like, cats are frats are rats of these kids.
She's censoring herself for us.
Oh, guys, I gotcha.
I didn't get it either.
Okay.
But also, it still doesn't give them, it's not okay. They're not gonna go, oh, the kids did it, we'll go arrest the 7-year-old. Yeah.
Oh, you can't do arson if you have a really good reason for it?
A really bad day at work.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying that everything in his life was so perfect at Burger King, that we were the real cherry that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, you must feel awful.
Dude.
Yeah, for kids, it felt terrible.
Did you keep making prank phone calls after that?
Oh, good question.
Let's call Bed Bath & Beyond next.
No!
Let's see what they do.
Oh, no. Maybe they'll go out of business. Oh, oops.
That was you, too.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And to this day, when I go to Burger King, I tip them.
Oh.
Anytime that she sees a fire on the news, she's like, oh, no.
Not again.
What has my brother done?
It skipped buildings.
Okay. That's wild. Well, I mean,
good
you
confession.
Know, he obviously had a lot of other things going on if it drove him to that to make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think that was the one thing that set him over the edge. You should feel really bad about
yourself. Well, then how many fires have we started with our phone calls,
that's
guys?
That's true. I'm sure.
We don't want an answer to that. Please don't call us. Yeah. No attorneys.
Do you feel better? That's 20 years you've been holding on to that. Does it feel better to get it off your chest?
Like, way better telling you guys than I ever have in therapy.
Okay.
Well, you can feel relieved just like Shannon did by texting in to 78592. If you have a confession that you want to get off your chest, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today, one of our listeners asked us to prank his wife.
Ooh.
They own a small motel together.
Oh, gosh.
She works the front desk answering all the phone calls, and she's told her husband multiple times she does not like awkward situations or confrontations with customers. Which is why, per the husband's request, we're going to make this phone call as uncomfortable as humanly possible for her in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Thank you for calling Lake Motel. This is Louise.
Hi. I think my girlfriend is cheating on me right now in one of your motel rooms. Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry.
My girlfriend told me that she was going out to get her hair done, but we share our locations on our phones, and it says that she's at your motel right now.
Okay. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Me too. Did a blonde woman check in today looking like suspiciously happy, like she was going to pull one over on her boyfriend, and there was just that look in her eyes?
Look, you seem like a nice person.
Can you just check if she rented a room there? Her name's Renee Fulmont.
Okay.
Sometimes she wears a hat, and it should have the word sleep written that wraps all the way around the outside. Because that's what she does. She sleeps around. Around.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Have you ever cried so hard that you almost drowned in your own tears? I'm sorry. I'll get it together. It's Renee Fulmont. Just look that name up.
How do you... Fulmont?
Fulmont. Sometimes she uses fake names when she's sneaking around on me. She goes by the name Frida Livery.
Frida Livery, no.
Can you check it? There's no Frida Livery.
No, I would have remembered it.
Okay. Can you check Jenna Talia? She likes that one. She thinks it's funny.
No, we definitely didn't have anybody check in by that name.
Okay. I have about 20 more fake names that she likes to use.
Yeah.
Joanna Hand.
I don't have the time to go over all of these names. You sound like a really nice guy. I'm sorry that...
I am a nice... Why do you think my girlfriend would cheat on me like this?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe talk to somebody about it.
I am talking to somebody, you.
Yeah, but like I'm, you know, I manage this motel, so I'm not really...
Well, if you could just connect me to her room.
We don't have anybody by those names here, so I can't.
Maybe you could just transfer me to room by room. Just start at room 101, and I'll just talk to them.
We can't do that.
If that's not them, I'll go to room 102.
I can't just connect you to random because
I see how it is. You're on her side.
No, I'm just trying to run a business.
No, I get it. Girl code, sisters before misters.
Excuse me?
You probably just love having cheaters as guests over all the time. They're like your best customers, so why would you rat them out, right?
Sir, we rent rooms to customers. What they do in them is their business.
Maybe you should have like a questionnaire for customers that says, like, am I going to use this room for cheating?
Yeah, that is not going to happen. And
maybe they would recognize you on TripAdvisor as the number one motel in the world for infidelity.
Oh, my God.
And they'll probably even give you a plaque.
Okay, sir. Great suggestion. I will keep that in mind. Is there anything else I can do for you? Because I have to run.
Yeah, and I would like to talk to your husband, too. Your husband, Sam, please.
How do you know my husband's name?
Because he invited me to come over to the motel and spin a sign in the front that says, come cheat here. Best cheating in the world.
What?
Yeah. After I'm done doing this prank phone call on you, he's like, let's have all the cheating in this motel room.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill him.
Because I'm not... I'm really a radio host. My name is Jeff from the show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. This is a prank call.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad for you. I didn't even know what to say.
I know. You wouldn't listen to my list of 20 fake names that she goes by. I can't believe that.
You got me good.
Unibrow? Are you sure that name's not on there anywhere?
Definitely not.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Do you think people can change?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to change eventually, Jeff.
Just look at Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he changed.
Went from disgraced Hollywood addict to beloved Oscar winner.
Which is kind of the same thing in Hollywood.
It just depends on if you're winning or not.
Shrek went from grumpy loner in a swamp to sensitive, caring husband in a swamp.
That's true. Okay.
Even Hannibal Lecter reformed on his cannibalism and started eating Impossible Human instead.
It's vegan. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, don't ask questions. You never know the difference.
Yeah. And today, one of our listeners is ready to prove that he's changed his ways in the dating world.
Really?
That's good.
And he's hoping to prove it to the ex-girlfriend that he knows he didn't appreciate enough.
Aww.
Willing to risk it all to show he's changed and finally ready for love.
Okay.
Question is, what does his ex think? Does she believe him? We're going to find out when we have them both on for a brand new Say Yes to the Ex coming up right after this.
Okay, I'm obsessed. I'm not even joking. Hey, it's Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I have found my most perfect t-shirt ever. I have been on the hunt for the last decade, and I'm telling you, the texture, the fit, it's so good, and I have Quince to thank. Yes, that's where I found it. Order the cotton model scoop neck tee on Quince. It'll change your life, and it's only $15. Oh, and I also got a 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater for $50. That's the best thing about Quince. It's Quince. See, all items are priced 50 to 80% less. less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories and they cut the cost of the middleman. It just passes the savings right on to us. This is what I'm telling you. Go to Quince and know that they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. You're going to love it. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Brooke for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Brooke to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Brooke.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Brooke, when you look back at your dating life, who would you say is the one that got away?
I don't think they got away. I got the one I wanted.
Well, there's someone out there.
By got away, I mean that ran away from you the fastest.
Oh, I could definitely think of a couple names.
Yeah,
I
probably a few dozen there.
Her husband is a runner, actually.
No, like, he stayed. The other ones were quick, though.
Yeah.
Slippery.
Because for a lot of people, that person exists, that old flame from your past who somehow slipped through the cracks. You've always felt like maybe, just maybe, you could have made it work with them if you were given one more chance. Today we're gonna give someone that opportunity another edition of Say Yes to the X. And just like Brooke, our listener today also has had many, many previous lovers, at least three of which he said he'd be okay with hanging out with one more time.
Okay. So is it, we're just rolling the dice to see who answers the phone?
Yeah.
Is that
Let's figure it out. His name is Thomas. So Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Hey Thomas, you seem like an open-minded guy if you take back three of your exes.
Normally our listeners will give us one ex that they want us to track down, but you have three in mind?
Yeah, I've kind of been doing the Playboy life for a while. Definitely had a handful of relationships with women and just not really wanting to be tied down.
Is that changing? Because this is like Say Yes to the X.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, you know, that's how my dad was. So what ends up happening is, you know, I think I inherited the gene from him.
The non-committal gene?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be more learned than inherited, but
I trust him. I think it's genetic.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, I've had plenty of women, like, who have wanted to take things further.
Well, we know. We get it. You're a wanted man. There's many, many, many women in your history, and probably many, many more that wanted to be in your history that didn't get the chance.
Don't forget, it's his dad's fault that he's single right now.
Probably your dad's fault you're hot and attractive, bro.
Okay.
Well, we're all very jealous of your dating history, bro. But do you feel like you've matured since then, or are you still in that same spot?
Yeah, no. As I get older, I mean, I look back at my life, and there's a little bit of regret. I think, man, like, I really could have had something special with that girl.
Okay, that's good, though, bro.
Okay, so...
Better mentality to be in.
Now you're wanting to reach back out to one of three exes that you think... I mean, that's what I'm following Jeff is saying, right?
Yeah, look, there was a lot, but there's three that I'm open to being open with again and exploring it for sure.
Okay. Well, that must have been tough to narrow it down.
I mean, here's the thing, Thomas. If you're such a catch, why are you calling us for help?
I just feel like I need your guys' help to reach out to them and find them, and I haven't had much luck.
I will say it is cool to have a radio stick. To be on the radio seems more romantic.
But you usually like, call us if it went bad with them at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, to be honest, I think I ended things too quickly with all three. It was completely my choice.
Of course it was.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Oh, my God. And
so you gave our producer those three names before we had you on the show.
Oh, really?
And so he tried to track each of them down. I will say he was only able to get one.
Oh.
At least one that was willing to join us here.
Oh, my God. Do you know which one yet, Thomas?
No, I don't.
Here's the big reveal.
Oh, Jeff. My God.
So the one that our producer was able to get, her name is Georgina.
Ooh. Ah, Georgina. Nice.
Okay. I like that.
Georgina sounds beautiful.
She was maybe in the top two out of the top three. So, tell us about you and Georgina and your past together. We don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Georgina and I connected around 6 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time.
We actually met at a friend's wedding. Mm. I was the groomsman, she was the bridesmaid, and we just had some flirtation energy going on throughout the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, she ended up catching the bouquet, and we dated for a few weeks.
Oh, a few weeks.
After
Only weeks?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that's quick.
It's not even dating.
What were the few weeks like,
Thomas? What's your fondest memory that you can recall being with Georgina?
Well, when we hooked up at the wedding party or after the wedding party.
Oh, still at the wedding.
Yeah, because they rented this house for the bridal party.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it had its own little kind of an area, bar area downstairs.
Okay.
And yeah, we broke the sink in there. It was hilarious.
That's true love, bro.
I tell you, I don't know if she's gonna want us to bring that up.
Are you sure?
It's kind of a private moment, maybe.
And the custodians were probably involved to some level in like at least the cleanup.
Yeah, I didn't admit it was that.
So yeah, I guess it wasn't that private.
Uh-huh.
Well, she was just always fun like that, you know. I really liked that about her.
Okay, so you were with her for a few weeks. It sounds like why did you guys break things off?
Yeah, she wanted to get more serious, and I was thinking about other friends' weddings that were coming up.
Other sinks to break,
She was like, let's take a break, and we just never picked it back up.
Well, you guys obviously have mutual friends since you were both in, you know, the bridal and wedding party, so.
Yeah, and I've got a really, really good feeling about this.
Because
you know that Georgina is waiting on the other line, dying to talk to you.
Oh, nice.
She hasn't heard any of this, though, right?
No.
We've kept her on hold.
She can't hear this.
Okay.
But she is ready to find out if love still exists
years after
you broke that sink together.
Oh, so they're just going to talk.
Don't sound so skeptical, everybody.
We don't get asked any questions.
No.
We're going to
back away, reconnect these two lovebirds and see if she says yes to the ex.
I really hope this works.
When we continue right after this. We're in the middle of Say Yes to the Ex.
Oh, goodness.
Trying to help our listener, Thomas, rekindle the spark with the girl that he broke a sink with 6 years ago at a wedding after party.
And by that, you know what we mean.
Okay.
It's
very interesting connection. But Thomas, for better or for worse, was a self-described player.
Yeah.
And I say was, because that's the past. That's the old Thomas. Mm. Now he's a new person.
Yeah.
He's matured. And out of the hundreds of women that he's ever hung out with, he was able to narrow it down to three for our producer. And Georgina, that girl from the wedding, is on hold right now. She cannot hear us, but we're about to punch her up and see if there is still some sort of spark between her and Thomas.
And she does know she's going to be talking to Thomas, right?
She does not know who she's talking to. She knows that there is an ex of hers on the phone wanting to talk to her. Why are you so skeptical? I don't understand.
This changes everything.
Yeah,
why do you guys sound so skeptical? I'm a good dude. Come on.
I believe that.
No, really? But you said you've been with
I mean, you don't
girls.
Know her other exes, though. Like, who she was expecting.
I mean, and here's the thing, Thomas. Like, when we asked you about Georgina, the only descriptor was the sink incident.
You're like, when we first hooked up.
He said she was fun.
He said she was fun, and that was his fondest memory.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's many more he didn't even have time to get to that were just as romantic, if not more than that.
In the weeks that they hung out.
Yeah.
Six years ago.
And don't take judgment from a woman who left one of her exes during his open heart surgery.
That is a true story.
No, that was after I was actually in the hospital the entire time.
Okay, yeah. So she broke
flirting with one of the doctors. We know.
Yeah.
So you don't have to feel judged by her, okay, Thomas? All that you need to focus on is Georgina, who is waiting to talk to you doesn't know who it is. But
don't bring up the fact, Thomas, that you had two other people that you were thinking as well, please.
I won't bring it up if you guys won't bring it up.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything. That's why I'm glad Jeff does all the talking.
Yeah, we can't waste any more time here. I'm just going to punch Georgina up. You can introduce yourself because she does know that she's on the radio and knows it's one of her exes, just doesn't know who. So here we go.
Why wouldn't you say it's me? I don't understand that part.
Well, based on the first response that we got back from the first girl we tried to contact, it didn't go so well.
So we thought
maybe we shouldn't say your name to these women and we'd have a better chance if we didn't tell them who it was.
This is like a setup.
And you say I'm the mean one?
I'm just being honest.
Okay. That was brutal.
Who doesn't love a romantic surprise?
Everybody does.
So here we go.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. We have to get Georgina on the phone here. I'm going to punch her up. Here we go. Georgina, you there?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Georgina. I'm good. Thank you for joining us. You're on Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning right now. There is somebody on the phone with us who really wants to talk to you.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
There are a couple people I've been hoping to reconnect with, so this is great.
There are people that you were hoping to reconnect with?
Yeah, there are. There's a few, so.
Okay. Maybe it's one of those people. We're going to step away and let him talk to you. Go ahead, mystery caller. Say hello.
Hey, Tom. Georgina, this is Thomas.
Who am I? Oh, God, Thomas.
Remember me. You remember me from the wedding way back, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, right?
Yeah, I remember you, but this is definitely not one of the people I was hoping for, but.
That was blunt.
Yeah, you're kidding. I get it. You're pretty funny.
Oh, wow. She always been this funny?
She was kidding.
No, I'm not being funny. I mean, what's funny is that you're actually reaching out. Because you're the one that blocked me, and it was 6 years ago. Like, we only saw each other for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
This is actually really sad.
Only 2 weeks?
You consider him an ex-boyfriend?
Sad?
Well, our show is a pretty sad show for the most
part. Oh, my God. Yeah.
More on his part. I mean, you guys are cool.
What are you talking about? I thought we had a nice connection, and I thought we'd reach back out. I mean, we had a fun time at the wedding. Don't you remember?
Thomas, we barely hung out. Like, what do you even remember from hanging out with me?
I remember the wedding, and I remember, you know, we had fun. We broke that sink, remember? We broke that sink.
Yeah, but really, was there anything else that you remember about hanging out?
Yeah, I remember you had a nice body.
Okay,
I think I've heard enough of this.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, hold on a second.
I see why we didn't mention his name.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. We'll let you go in just a second, Georgina. I understand your time is very precious, but Thomas, I do need to let you know that we have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Wait, we're gonna.
You have a surprise?
What's that?
You have a surprise for me?
That's right.
What?
Our producer was able to track down another one of those exes that she gave to us.
Why are we doing this with Georgina still on the phone? Yeah. Jeff, don't be rude.
Brooke, stop it. This is an entertainment show.
Oh, my God.
And in the name of entertainment, we need to bring Shannon on the phone.
It's not our life.
One of your exes. She does know that it's you this time, and she wants to say something to you.
She still came on the phone.
Shannon, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
Shannon.
Shannon, you voluntarily came on to talk to Tommy?
Oh, yeah, because I got some words for Tom.
Oh, is it dirty?
Some really romantic words?
No, none are romantic.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't even understand what's going on here, guys. I don't get it.
You are out your damn mind.
Oh.
Nobody wants your philandering okay?
Shannon, I thought we were cool. Come on.
Why?
Oh, God, this is like a little treat.
I mean, we had a nice time, and I don't know. We left it on good
You
terms.
Know what you're good
sort of
for? You are good for those one-time little tricks. That's what you are. You are tricked. Okay?
Oh, he's a trick.
I mean, I get it, but like, let's just say we did that one time every day, and I swear, I'm much more mature now. Much more. You have a nice body.
That's not what girls.
It didn't work the first time.
I've never heard that line before.
Is Georgina even still on the phone too?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
and
no.
Thomas, don't say that anymore. Wait.
Georgina, this is supposed to be Shannon and Thomas's time to connect. No. So please don't email that, okay?
Shannon. Georgina, I agree with you, girl.
Yes.
I agree.
Wait. Thank you, Shannon. Well,
we don't need your validation, Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay? Shannon. We know we've got banging bodies.
Yay.
And it's for somebody else, not you.
That's right.
That's very good. Oh. But what if I told you, out of all of Thomas's exes, he narrowed down to just like the top three? And you guys were in the top three.
Don't cry.
That's really special.
Oh my God.
Why?
Well,
why?
Again, yeah. Why?
Shannon, how long did you and Tommy, how long did your guys's, or Thomas, how long was your guys's relationship?
It was a month.
Oh.
And it was a very stressful month. I should have saw all the red flags. They were waving.
Okay. So you learned a lot from your time with him.
Did you guys break any kitchen appliances in that month?
Oh, thank God, no. But there was a table. I will say that. There was a table.
He's the MVP of IKEA over there.
Yeah.
But time is running out. I feel like I should offer a gift card to all three of them so that they can meet up together and work things out. What do you guys say? Thomas, Georgina, Shannon, you guys all go out on a group date on us.
A group date?
I mean, maybe just me and Shannon, but
exactly. Me and Georgina, cool. Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Really didn't see that coming, Jeff?
Yeah. I don't even think Thomas would want that. I would be scared if
I were him. Thomas thinks there's a possibility.
Thomas could swing anything,
yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, he might need to check his food.
That's a threat.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, Thomas, it sounds like it's going to be a no to say yes from the ex from both Shannon and Georgina. But hey, we still have that other third ex that you could consider.
Oh, you never know.
I thought you said that she said she'd never wanted to speak to us again after we mentioned his name.
Well, maybe if you go through a different radio show, you can get her to agree.
Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
There's a mystery going on at high schools across the nation right now.
Ooh.
And one adult TikToker thinks she's finally figured it out.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It is going to blow your mind. Plus, an 8-year-old from the Midwest is going viral, all because of what he did at a recent tractor show that got caught on video.
Yes.
And people are loving it. You're going to hear it when we play all of that for you and more in a brand new
TikTok Click Shop.
Yeah. It's happening right now. You guys heard about Bruno Mars and his $15 million betting scam in Vegas?
It was 50.
It wasn't
50.
Real, Jeff.
They just found out what he actually spent all the money on.
Oh, really?
Apparently, he blew it on diamond-encrusted...
Woo! TikTok click show!
Wait a minute.
Okay, now I actually believe it.
Yeah. That's what he meant by 24-karat magic.
Yeah. It does make sense.
It's TikTok click shock, where we cover the biggest TikToks of the past week. We're going to get right to your first TikTok click shock, which is from an 8-year-old boy named Jackson.
Aww.
Jackson lives in the Midwest, and he's becoming actually pretty popular right now.
On TikTok.
Because he knows more about farming equipment than most grown men do.
Oh my gosh, I just saw this kid last night.
Are you on a farming algorithm
somehow? No, I'm not, and that's why I haven't told anyone. I was like, how did this end up in my feed?
He's blowing up everywhere, and the audio you're about to hear is Jackson at a farm show talking with the salesman about various tractor features.
Give it to us.
It's gonna be cute.
I like that this is covered. I like that.
What's this? Got that diesel engine in there.
And maybe condense the sound a little bit if it does.
It did sound a little bit, yeah.
Yep. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837. They need to be.
That's right.
They're a nice company.
Put 30 grand for the mower, huh?
Yes.
And then 50 on that one.
It's going in.
And then that one's a little cheaper since no cab.
Oh my God!
He is an old man.
He sounds like a grandpa that was reincarnated into a little 8-year-old body.
He needs a little straw hanging out of the side of his mouth.
He could sell me a tractor.
When is his line of overalls coming out?
Internet was absolutely loving him. The comments
so
flooded
cute.
In. One person said, "I like Jackson. He did my drywall back in 03. Great guy. Another said,
so
my husband's a John Deere salesman, and this kid has a job waiting for him once he graduates.
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to buy a John Deere.
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
Sold everybody on it. That's
over,
a fun
Kubota.
TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Just from a woman with the username Lakeview Living. Mm. And she's friends with a few teachers who work in her local high school. And they noticed a strange mystery going on amongst the students there.
Ooh.
But they think they finally figured it out.
Oh.
A couple of the kids had these little bottles of nutmeg in their bags. What do you have nutmeg for? And they were like, oh, culinary class. So then they're at lunch and she's talking to the culinary teacher and she was like, what are you guys making that needs that much nutmeg? And the culinary teacher said, what are you talking about? We're not making anything with nutmeg. Well, the resource officer overheard them and he was like, you remember which students? The resource officer goes in the classroom, looks in their backpacks, and finds little jars of nutmeg. They're all suspended because these flippin' teenagers have figured out that you can use nutmeg to get high.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, she basically leaked a surprise PSA saying high school kids have figured out how to use nutmeg for nefarious reasons.
Is that
why?
Is that why Alexis has loved those pumpkin spice lattes for so long?
I'm like, can you sprinkle some extra?
According to a medical news website, it's actually true. Nutmeg does have hallucinogenic properties, which we are going to demonstrate live on the show right now.
Yay.
Alexis, did you bring the nutmeg or did you huff it all before the segment started?
I have a little bit left.
Okay.
Oh, Alexis is like, sorry, Pink Dragon, but I did not bring the nutmeg.
That was a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Which is going off of a viral hashtag right now called Will It Riff. Basically, musicians will look at the barcode on any packaging and they'll translate the numbers on it into guitar chords.
What?
And they play them all together and see if it makes a sick tune.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like this guy did one for a package of Guinness beer. Here it is.
For any listeners who tuned in the middle of that, they're like, what has happened?
That was
awesome.
The Guinness Will It Riff video. It got 5.6 million views on that one alone.
I can see why. That was amazing.
They're talented.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. So if you're interested in seeing others for like Heinz ketchup and Pepsi, hit that hashtag Will It Riff.
For some reason, I want to see Kraft singles. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Will It Riff.
It's like the saddest riff ever.
That
was a TikTok click shock, and your final
Woo! TikTok click shock
is from a woman named the Renee Rena.
And her video's going viral because there's a funny new trend that's catching people's attention called sunshine guilt. And I'll just let Renee explain what that is.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
Go. Oh my gosh, I feel like Alexis has this.
I go home from work, I bring everything I need for the rest of the afternoon outside. Even if it's cold, I will sit there and suffer.
If you're unclear, it's basically when you feel bad about yourself because you want to go outside on the sunny day, but you don't. So the guilt of it ruins your time inside.
This is more like
now
Jose.
I get it. No. Yeah, this is me.
They say it's especially common in the early spring when it's just starting to get a little bit warmer, but you're not quite ready to venture out into the world. Yeah. That's when you have the most sunshine. Guilt.
Just go out and get burnt once and then go back inside. No. Like me now, it looks like I've been outside all week.
She's like, don't have guilt from staying indoors.
Those are your
woo, TikTok click shot
stories for the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
We have a retired lady on the phone right now, Deborah.
God, I'm jealous. Are we jealous? Is that what we're going to get to?
We are jealous. She is 0-6 all time against
Deborah.
You, Brooke.
Oh, no.
In fact, she retired after her first loss to you so that she could dedicate her entire life to trivia and taking you down.
Wow. Okay.
Deborah, you will always be remembered forever in our hearts.
Yes.
Sorry, it's sounding like a eulogy, but your dedication to this segment is just unparalleled.
Deborah, how do you remain so positive?
Oh, you know what? True story. I just got back from Cabo. 47 seniors and a couple chaperones.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wait, you chaperoned a high school senior trip to Cabo?
Yes. So much fun.
I thought this was a senior citizens trip to Cabo. Like the senior center.
That's what I thought, too.
And so it was like, yay!
Yeah, the senior center.
I have four kids, and my youngest is a senior.
Was it getting wild with the senior trip, or is it pretty tame?
The most fun was the party boat. Yeah. Open bar. That was a little crazy, jumping off the boat and stuff.
For the kids, too, huh?
18 and older, you can drink down there.
Wow. Everyone jumped off.
That's right.
Okay, and you lose any? Did you get a head count afterwards?
No, it was only one sickness on the boat.
Okay. Oh.
The only one kid went missing.
Kids got kidnapped. Okay. Mexico's fun with
them. Deborah, you're a good time. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while she heads out. You know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So get into the win column. Good luck.
Okay.
Your time starts now. Today is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. He painted the famous painting, The Starry Night. True or false?
False.
Who is your grandfather's father in relation to you?
My great-grandfather.
What airline has used the slogan, less money, more go?
Frontier.
In 1941, what president was the first one to ride in an armored bulletproof limousine?
FDR.
In chemistry, a charged particle is called what?
Neutron.
I thought I had time for one more.
Almost, but you didn't.
Oh. It was well done there, Deborah. Brooke is going to come back into the studio. And Brooke, you must have thought about retiring soon here, right?
God, I wish.
What are you going to do when you retire? What's your plans for your retirement? Cabo?
I don't know why you guys make it sound like I'm 65 years old.
We're going off of what's given to us here.
What? Yeah.
Look at this face. Do you see wrinkles on this face? You don't, okay?
Hey, let's move on. Yeah. We don't have time here.
Jesus, Deborah.
Maybe Deborah, do you have a recommendation for the day that Brooke retires?
Start volunteering.
Oh, that's actually I already do that.
Yeah. So.
See, you're basically a retired person already.
You, Brooke.
Congratulations, Brooke. Time for some trivia. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Today is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. Mm-hmm. He painted the famous painting The Starry Night. True or false?
False.
Who is your grandfather's father in relation to you?
Your great-grandfather.
What airline has used the slogan, less money, more go?
Spirit.
In 1941, what president was the first one to ride in an armored bulletproof limousine?
Oh, we're going to go Roosevelt.
In chemistry, a charged particle is called what?
Electron.
The fan base of what late singer are known as Parrotheads?
Jimmy Buffett.
Ooh. Good one. Tight match between the retiree and the future retiree today.
Yeah.
Let's go over the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
I love Anchorman.
Bolaños.
So dumb.
Yeah. Deborah, you got 3 correct.
Oh, pretty good, Deborah.
Nice work, Deborah. Yeah.
And Brooke, you got 5.
Oh.
Again,
Deborah, 0-7 now. Is that our run?
Yeah. Apparently.
The losing streak continues, but she will never quit.
Yeah.
Not till she takes you down.
Yeah.
Well, let's go over the answers for everybody, though. It's Leonardo da Vinci's birthday. Did he paint the famous Starry Night painting? No, he did not. That's false. It was Van Gogh who painted that. Your grandfather's father is your great-grandpa, great-grandfather. The airline that uses the slogan, less money, more go, is Spirit Airlines.
Oh. Just a guess.
I'm surprised they can even afford a slogan.
Yeah.
In 1941, FDR became the first president to ride in an armored bulletproof limousine.
Okay.
It was actually Al Capone's seized bulletproof limousine from a decade earlier.
Dude, that's pretty baller.
Besides
exactly.
The presents I'm going to use, it's actually pretty smart.
Good.
In chemistry, a charged particle is known as an ion.
Oh.
And parrot heads are fans of the late singer Jimmy Buffett.
My parents.
Deborah, unfortunately, not enough to beat Brooke here. But just for playing, you do win a 4-pack of tickets to Paw Patrol Live, playing the Puget Sound region April 5th through the 17th. It's coming to McCaw Hall, and you and 3 others will be there as they face their biggest challenge yet. For more info on tickets, go to pawpatrollive.com.
Outstanding.
All right.
Yeah.
And you have any tips for parents on how to survive the high school years?
You know, it was pretty easy, actually. Loved it. I'm sad they're all leaving now.
Okay, someone's,
you had good kids.
Someone's delusional.
Yeah.
All right.
She is
still hungover from Cabo, clearly.
Yeah.
Deborah, love having you on. Come back anytime.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Win Brooks
Bucks.
Same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.